Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine.
Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. The 650 students who have graduated from Cristo Rey Jesuit High School since it opened in South Baltimore 13 years ago have all applied to and been accepted at college. Like the other 37 schools in 24 cities that make up the Cristo Rey network, these kids took rigorous college prep classes, did well on exams, and something else, an intensive corporate internship that put them one day a week working in a business, learning professional behavior and skills firsthand, and earning about a third of their tuition. If that corporate internship is the secret sauce that powers many Cristo Rey students to success, what happens when a pandemic shuts down in-person contact? How do you keep the success-building experiences, not to mention the financial flow, over an internet connection? That's our question this morning for two Cristo Rey seniors, whom we'll meet in a few minutes, and for John Bussey, director of that corporate internship program. Welcome to On the Record, John.
Thank you very much, Sheila.
Tell us what role the corporate internship plays in the curriculum at Cristo Rey Jesuit High School.
Well, the corporate internship program is a four-year integrated program. We combine a rigorous set and curriculum of academics with the real-world, active, immersive experience where students, every single student, goes to work real jobs, real places, 5 days per month in support of their own education.
So tell me more about what kids get out of it.
Well, we hope students emerge as graduates both college ready and career prepared. Their, I suppose, biggest advantage is just having the access and opportunity to a professional mentor network, as well as the demystification of the corporate world itself. We know that for many students faced with challenges that many of ours have, seeing before being is one of the most important elements to their success. It allows them the belief and allows them the confidence and the agency to push forward toward their goals.
Well, given all that, what went through your mind as director of the Cristo Rey Corporate Internship Program when you learned in mid-March that schools and a lot of workplaces were shutting down?
Well, first, we were really worried. It presents a structural risk to our model, both transactionally and financially. And we had to work through that. Luckily, our partners, over 100 of Baltimore's leaders in the business community, have been steadfast in their support, and we're very, very grateful for that. Their investment is of the utmost importance to our school.
Tell us more about the financial aspect of this. The wages that the businesses and nonprofits pay to your students, that's about a third of your revenue, right?
Yeah, the students themselves are owners and stakeholders in their journeys, and we are sort of the safekeepers of the partnerships. And so we really work together, student, partner, and our office, to continue generating these types of opportunities for them.
So I interrupted you. You were saying that the corporate partners have been generous. What does that mean?
Well, they've remained committed to our program in the face of what amounts to a shutdown. So when we shut down in the spring, we had to basically convert everything to a virtual format, of which we did not have anything prepared at the time. So we tend to approach things around here with a mindset of growth and opportunity. And so now all of our students are working. They are working either virtually with their partners. They are participating in a national program facilitated through our partner Accenture, a leadership development program where they're learning things like coding and design thinking and how to operate in this new future-focused world. And we've created our own curriculum that is reliant on both personal growth and professional development. And we infuse elements of digital agency and financial education along with soft skills.
Okay, I'm not sure I know what it means to infuse elements of digital agency and financial literacy. Can you tell me that in real English?
Sure. So we're trying to equip them with technical skills where if we do return to the normal state, that they're that they will be of increased value, not only to themselves via Excel. Excel is something that is 80% of the jobs that our students are doing and middle skills jobs in general require a higher level knowledge of Excel. So we want to equip our students with those skills for success. And the financial part of it, the financial education is just core to our belief. We have a number of partners that are helping us out with that, including PNC Bank, M&T Bank, and T. Rowe Price, where our partners actually come in a virtual environment and teach things like budgeting, things like taxes, things like investments and savings and banking. And so we want to try to, again, infuse as much of that education in the lives of our students as possible.
That's John Bussey, who runs the internship program at Cristo Rey Jesuit High School in Southeast Baltimore. Here on The Record on WYPR, I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about how the high school, with its focus on exposing students to the world of work, is coping with pandemic restrictions. So what about the financial component? I mean, the students were, in effect, earning a third of their tuition. Is that still the case?
Yes, just about. We are very lucky. We seem to be on track for approximately 90% of what we had hoped for pre-COVID, and that's really a testament to the investment in the Baltimore business community. And we hope that the students are still not only providing value to many of our partners, but receiving value in turn. We have a number of our former supervisors who are now serving as mentors and providing that another level of support for our students as they go through their academic and their work lives. And that's really been one of the key pivots, is that pivot from a supervisor to a mentor.
And explain what that means. A supervisor is someone who's actually helping a student do work.
Correct. Well, in the normal environment, that's the person who our students would be checking in with and working with on a daily basis. They provide the structure to their workday and really provide that interested, caring, supportive adult that allows our students their potential to emerge. But that potential emerges in fits and starts often, and there's a growth and development process that happens. We're hoping that that's continuing to happen in the virtual environment, because our students are faced with it's more of an asynchronous environment. And so the skills of time management are being developed, and our supervisors are there to provide that support.
What do you see going forward?
Well, we hope that there is some clarity soon, number one. And we probably will incorporate and continue to push some of the things that we've developed over the past 6 months. But we know that there's really no replacement for that relationship. So we try to foster and hopefully encourage that relationship to continue and to build. The professional networks and the professional examples are so important, as well as being in the space. And so we really, truly hope that that can continue near in the future. But we also hope that this virtual dimension will allow some more space and time for students to continue on their own journey and building the confidence and agency in their own hopes and towards their own dreams.
We're going to meet a couple of your students in a couple minutes. In general, describe the kids who attend Cristo Rey.
Oh, wow. They are very much our inspiration. I think they embody the best of Baltimore's spirit in many ways, navigating a great many challenges. Most of those challenges are not of their own making. They are of the race and place, the systemic challenges, the systemic inequities that we perhaps know all too well now. But within that, they truly are the hope for a better future in many ways. We are astounded on a daily basis with their achievement and with their talent and with their potential. And we just, for those of us at Cristo Rey, we want to do everything that we can to encourage and to foster and to guide and to have some sort of small imprint on that future.
Most of them are from low-income families?
Correct. All of our students come from families of limited economic means, and most from neighborhoods that are highly distressed. And so the symptoms of that distress shows up many times in the lived experience of our students and our families. But they face them with grace. They face them head on, and they have the opportunity through their own hard work and their own achievements to create a situation that's different.
I should say that WIPR has had a series of Cristo Rey interns over a dozen years, and we're lucky that a donor sponsors the intern financially. Our current intern, sophomore Isabel Diffendahl, is working remotely on several research projects. How many students are enrolled right now?
360.
We are going to take a quick break on the record. John Bussey of Cristo Rey Jesuit High School is with us. And when we're back, we'll meet two seniors and ask what the pandemic has meant to their school life. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay with us.
This is the On the Record podcast, a service of Your Public Radio, member-supported 88.1 WYPR. You can support this podcast and everything you hear from WYPR. Become a member. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link.
Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking today about Cristo Rey Jesuit High School in Southeast Baltimore, one of the 37 Cristo Rey schools around the country. A big part of the Cristo Rey approach is to put young people in touch with what it's like to function in a professional workplace by setting each student into a corporate internship. John Bussey, who's in charge of the corporate internships, has been telling us how that's working during the pandemic. I wanted to hear directly from students, so John introduced me to two seniors. Delia White is a cheerleader, lacrosse player, and co-vice president of the Student Government Association. Welcome to the show, Delia.
Good morning.
And Corey Bowden, also a senior, a member of the SGA, a peer minister, and a member of Cristo Rey's championship step team. Welcome to the show, Corey.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Corey, take me back to a year ago before the pandemic. Where were you interning? What were you doing?
A year before the pandemic, I was at McCormick, which is based in Hunt Valley. I was based at the test kitchen, which means that I was basically in charge, or I had a hand in helping with recipes, testing recipes, whether that be new foods from around the globe or whether it be right here in America, new things that we weren't certain of, just testing new flavors, seeing what worked with what others.
That sounds like a dream job.
It really was.
And then came the pandemic. How did your internship change?
Yes. So when the pandemic, actually the day that we left school was the last day that we came back from our internship program. I didn't know that that would be my last time. So that was bittersweet. But since the pandemic hit, when the pandemic first hit, the corporate internship program was cut off completely. And this is the year that it's come back on. Of course, that looks different. I'm just happy to be in touch with them again, because I really missed them.
So how, in what way are you in touch with them again?
Okay, so now we meet once a week like we would if we went in person. Instead of testing recipes, now it's more of a research aspect, finding out why different cultures have these different tastes and why they rely on these different tastes, why they rely on these different ingredients over other ingredients. So basically seeing like what caused this, when did this happen, basically things like that. I still get to test out things on my own, of course. It's not the same as being there in person, but it's more of a research aspect now.
So you test out things in your own kitchen at home?
Yes.
Like what?
Well, for the past couple of weeks, I've been working on Greek cuisine. And today, after this meeting, actually, I plan to go downstairs and incorporate an American dish and a Greek dish. I'm going to make kind of my own spin on a Greek deep dish pizza. Trying to combine two things. The Greeks are known for lamb and fish, so we're going to see how that's going to go. I know it doesn't sound too thrilling right now, but I think that I can put a a twist on and make it, you know, kind of good.
Sounds pretty delicious to me. Delia, you were interning at Transamerica right before the pandemic and working on a project that has become quite useful. Tell us about that.
Correct. So my junior year, I was placed down at Transamerica, which is right in the Inner Harbor in Baltimore City.
It's a financial company. It's an insurance and financial company, right?
Correct. So there, I spent most of my time my junior year taking tangible folders that we had like in storage bins and scanning them to my computer to make an online collateral library. That way, workers who like wanted to work from home could still access all of their files. They didn't have to take any folders home to like bring them back to the office the next day or whenever they decided to come back to work. So that was my whole goal to do my junior year up until the pandemic hit. And luckily, right when the pandemic hit, I was just finishing up the last batch of folders. So everything not happened for a reason, but it kind of happened for a reason.
So there you've got, and all these Transamerica workers have all this information online just in time for the shutdown. So how has your internship changed? What are you doing now?
So unfortunately, I haven't been able to work with like all of the folders and stuff that I uploaded just because I'm not an actual worker for Transamerica. So it's turned into more of the mentorship lens with my supervisor. So on our Tuesday meet days, we get on Zoom for about 30 minutes and she just kind of walks me through more of the college application process right now. She's helping me write letters, asking for scholarship money, and like just making sure I'm staying on track with my deadlines, making sure my essays sound correct. So she just turned more into a mentor.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast, and we're talking about a core element of Cristo Rey Jesuit High Schools, the internships that give students experience in navigating the workplace. Corey Bowden and Delia White are seniors, and John Bussey directs those corporate internships. John, you've got, what, 300-plus students in internships around Baltimore? Tell us more about the workarounds you're seeing at different internships.
Well, I think it's really hard to say. There's such a wide range of experiences from hospitals to financial institutions to business services and education, legal services. So it really is customized. Many of our students have been able to work virtually. So they have some partners such as McKenzie Real Estate and Stanley Black & Decker. Those companies have been able to forge a virtual internship where students are actually doing value-added work for our partners. Others, like Delia mentioned, have turned more into the mentorship role where then students are participating in our curriculum, while still others are supporting financially, but supporting their students through the Accenture Learning to Lead program. So there's a number of ways we've tried to adapt. And there really is no one-size-fits-all solution.
Delia, tell me, looking over all your years of high school, what do you get from the work-study element of your curriculum?
Over these last 4 years working with different internships, I want to say I gained the most communication skills and time management. Just being able to work with people older than me gave me just the proper way of speaking to people, how I should greet someone, ask a professional question, type in business emails, and my time management definitely was tested my first 2 years of high school, just making sure I stayed on top of my schoolwork and then my internship work. And then I want to say I got all of that pretty much mastered under my belt the end of my sophomore year going into my junior year. I was able to pick up other things to do around the school, being able to manage everything on my busy schedule, extracurricular activities, CIP work, my actual job, and my schoolwork. That definitely was tested all 4 years, but now I want to say that I have those two skills mastered under my belt and that they'll take me very far.
Do you still feel like you're getting that kind of experience?
Yes, just making sure I stay on top of my work for my college essays, meeting all of my deadlines. Luckily, my supervisor, she'll check up on me like prior to us meeting for our one day a week. She'll say, hey, Delia, did you get to do this essay for me? Did you get to revise this paper that I asked you to look over? So when I do her work, I carve out time to do hers and submit other deadlines, stuff on time, as well as doing all of my online work for actual school. Because they all have deadlines as well. Luckily, we use the platform Google Classroom that tells me when things are due, what time they're due. So that all kind of helps me as well.
Corey, how would you describe what you've gotten from the internship part of Cristo Rey?
Just like Delia said, time management has definitely been a skill that I've acquired. Time management is important, especially like Delia said, dealing with a lot of things, being in extracurriculars, being in school, and then having jobs on the side. That is a really big thing. And I think that the corporate internship program has really emphasized on that. But another thing that the program has taught me is networking. As simple as it sounds, networking is really a big part of the internship program, and it will get you far, farther than you will even think. For example, let's say that I didn't know something. A simple form of networking could be to go into one of the manager's office and just ask, hey, could you help me with this recipe? Hey, do you know what this means? Or hey, can you translate this for me, this language for me? It could be something as simple as that, or asking for someone's card. Just something simple can go a long way.
So how much of that are you still getting?
I would say it's definitely a bit less, but nevertheless, networking, it's more than one form of networking. Of course, we're not in person, but another form of networking can be through email. For example, last week I had to ask one of the other supervisors from my job something about this certain type of language that was included in the recipe. I didn't know what it meant. And she reached out to me and she let me know who she was, what she was in charge of, and she gave me her contact information just in case I had any more questions. So now that's a new contact I have in my pocket. So maybe I might need it for the future. Like you just never know. It's just simple things like that.
You guys are in the home stretch. You're both seniors. Corey, what are your plans? College, beyond college?
Yes, I plan to go to college and I plan to major in criminal justice and either minor in broadcast management or either pre-law. I hope to become a politician and or a lawyer. I believe that it's time that we have an honest politician. Not saying that we don't, but I just think that it's time that we have somebody that's really for the people, and that's what I plan to do.
Delia, what are your plans?
I plan to go to college as well. I plan to study and major in social work with hopes of becoming a rehab coach for people who've dealt with substance abuse.
How do you think you're going to look back on the pandemic of your senior year? Delia?
I'm going to look back and just be like in awe that I didn't get to do all the senior festivities that previous classes got to do. You know, we won't have a prom, or we haven't been able to like receive our college ties with our whole school assembly and stuff, just like the in-person contact with all of our friends and stuff. But we still all find a way to keep in contact with each other and make sure everyone's okay. So with that going on, it'll just look back as, oh, I wish I got to do this with you guys, but I'm glad we're still here together.
Corey, how are you going to look back on this big experience of your senior year?
I'm definitely going to remember. It's definitely going to go down as something that has changed me in more ways than one. Now I think that I'm strong with working from home as well as working in a professional setting. So just to have those two different aspects, I think that that's going to go a long way. It's definitely been bittersweet not to be in person with my classmates my last year. But it's definitely going to be memorable, nevertheless.
Well, I'm grateful to you both for talking to me about it. Thanks.
No problem.
Of course, no problem.
Thank you so much, Sheila. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Delia White and Corey Bowden are college-bound seniors at Cristo Rey Jesuit High School. John Bussey directs the corporate internship program at Cristo Rey. We've got links to more information and a very energetic YouTube video of Cristo Rey's STEP team at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. I'm Sheila Cass. Thanks for listening. Join us again on the record tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.